Today we are talking about what could be arguably, but I would say definitely top five British favourite things. We're talking tea. And traditionally we would have had black tea. Personally, I'm a big fan of Yorkshire tea. In a mug, maybe a sugar, maybe some milk. However, things are changing. People are going herbal, people are going fruity, people are going green. Here to talk to us, renowned herbalist and author, I have Sebastian Pohl. Tell us what's happening with the tea. Who's drinking more green, fruity, healthy teas?
Well, I think everyone is really. You know, the black tea market is in decline as people look to have greater variety and greater health benefits, but especially the younger generation are really driving that change.
And by younger generation, you mean, is it age 24 to 35? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like that.
So I would be in that category. That's where I would fall. And I've got to say, I am a big fan of what shall I call them? I call them hippie teas, really, is what I tend to call them. But fruity, green ones. I don't know what the health benefits are, but I feel like there's a lot of them. Can you go through any of those health benefits with us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, something simple like a peppermint tea. I'm sure you've had that.
I have.
Peppermint is fantastic for your digestion, and it helps, you know, for people that might have IBS or intolerances. It can be very good for that. Green tea, which is the same plant that is used in black tea, but it's a bit lighter. It is very good as an antioxidant, and it's in fact the world's most popular drink, and is used to help protect your cells from damage. So it helps you live a longer, happier life.
Oh, well, that can only be a good thing.
It can only be good, can't it? And then on a miserly grey day like today, having something warming and spicy like ginger would be perfect because it helps invigorate your circulation, keeps your toes and your fingers warm, and gets your digestion going and increases your metabolism.
And what do you think? I mean, obviously the health benefits are there, but will... In general, we seem to be leaving behind the traditional cup of tea, you know, breakfast tea with milk. Mm-hmm. Did that have any negative impacts on our health?
Well, I think having lots of tea with sugar in it and potentially with lots of milk maybe would have detrimental effects. But I think generally tea's been a good thing for people, hasn't it? You know, tea's a chance to sit down and have a relaxed moment. It's a friend in a time of need and a time of celebration, isn't it? So I don't think black tea has a negative effect on our health, but just having one type of ingredient all the time in your diet means it lacks diversity.
I kind of associate traditional tea with caffeine. So if I'm feeling tired, would the fruity and herbal teas, do they not have that added effect of caffeine and revigoration?
Well, a lot of them don't have caffeine in, per se, and so probably lots of the fruity teas, I wouldn't say, would give you a lot of energy. But if you have a herb like a ginger or cinnamon, because they have this ability to invigorate your circulation and regulate your metabolism, they give you energy. I mean, I drink a cup of Pucker's 3 Ginger every morning. That's how I wake up, because it stimulates your system to be awake. And you don't get that sort of edgy, buzzy feeling you get off caffeine.
Do you know what my favourite Pucker tea is? I think there's two. There's a nighttime one, and is there a dreams one?
Well, we've got a nighttime.
That's beautiful. It's got like lavender and oat flour or something in it.
Oh, you're an expert.
Trust me, I like Pucker tea.
Yeah, that's one of our most popular teas. Obviously, issues with sleep affect over 10% of the population, and you know it's terrible, isn't it? A bad night's sleep. So the herbs in there with chamomile and lavender and oat straw, they help soothe and relax your nervous system so you can get a good night's sleep.
Sebastian, you have written a book called Cleanse, Nurture, Restore with Herbal Tea. What sort of thing is in that book if somebody is wanting to find out a bit more about all this?
It's a recipe book for making herbal teas. So it's a bit like a cookbook, but it's for herbal teas that you want to help you cleanse or to help you get more energy, or to help with women's health, children's health. There's 70 recipes in there, and some of them are very simple, just using one herb, like a chamomile tea or a ginger tea, and some of them are more complex, and you have to go out and find the ingredients and blend them up and make a delicious cup of tea.
Oh, sounds exciting. Sebastian Pohl, thank you very much for talking to us. I think I'm going to go off and have one of the many fruity teas that I have in our office cupboard, so thank you very much.